He came with the Windrush. His plan was to make some money and go back home. Maybe spend about 10 years and go back home. Well, within 10 years, he brought a house. He was now married with children. Going home had become a distant memory. A distant memory. It is now 45 years since he arrived in the UK. The grandchildren are here now. And oh, how they love their grandchildren. However, his plan was to be here a short time. Now it's time to go home. The question is, where is home now? It becomes a problem. Now, 5 years before retirement, you start making plans to go home. Your house is being built in the Caribbean. The kind of house that you could only dream about when you were on the boat to the UK. The kind of house where people address you as Mr. Now preparation is in earnest. You buy the things to furnish your house. And you send them down to the Caribbean. You have worked hard all your life in the cold for so long. It's time to relax in your veranda while drinking some coconut water as you enjoy the midday sun. Well, the house is now built and fully furnished, ready to be lived in. It is time to retire. You decide to work a little longer as you continue to prepare. Your wife pleads with you, let's go home. Please, honey, let's go home together and enjoy the little time we have left before sickness raises its ugly head. Let's go. We have enough to live on. Yet you continue to work to make preparations to join your wife back home. It's been 3 years. Your wife is now in the veranda drinking coconut water in the midday sun. When the mobile phone rings, you hear a voice distraughted and crying over the mobile phone. Mom, I have some bad news for you. Dad had a heart attack. They tried their best to save him. However, they were unable to. He never got to live in that dream house. Always preparing, but never ready. Always preparing, but never ready. That sounds like Seventh-day Adventist to me. We seem to be always making preparations, always preparing, but never ready. Today, saints of God, this very hour, you can be prepared, perfect, and ready to meet your Maker. Let me tell you how. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, just want to pray for Carice at this time, that you will take care of her in the hospital and watch over her and keep her safe and secure and heal her. Father, as we pause a while to listen to thy word,
Help us to be prepared, be perfect, and be ready. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Our scripture reading is saying to us today, not next week, not tomorrow, not some distant time in the future, today, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfect. Matthew 5:48. Be ye perfect today. I guess if you were Pharisees, you would be considering whether to stone me at this moment. But hear me out. The Greek word for perfect is teleos. Teleos. Which means, depending on the application or context, having reached its end, complete, absolute, complete in all its parts, full grown, of full age, completeness of Christian character. So Jesus is saying to us today, be ye perfect, be complete. Listen to this. For to be perfect is to be ready. For to be perfect is to be ready. Did you hear what I said? I've got a question for you. How can a person in the church 20, 30 years not be perfect? Yet another person 1 year in the church can be perfect. The person 10, 20 years in the church knows all about 1844, knows all the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. He can quote scriptures verbatim. However, the person 1 year in the church is just learning many of the new truths of salvation. However, one is perfect and the other is not. How can this be? Well, brothers and sisters, Christian perfection is not so much what you know. It is more about what you do with what you know. Knowledge is only effective if you act upon it. Too much of us have the knowledge, have the know-how, yet we fail to utilize the knowledge that God has given us to help us to grow. See, a person grows according to the capacity to grow. You grow by steps. Let me explain to you. A young man was invited to some evangelistic meetings at a Baptist church. The messages were centered upon the topic, Christ our righteousness, or Christ our Savior. He attended the whole week. At the end of the week, he had a decision to make. He had been receiving light for the whole week. He had a choice to make. Should he walk in the light or walk away from it? He decided, praise God, to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Therefore, walking in the light. He's now a Baptist who is walking in the light. a question for you to ponder upon. If he was to die at that point, what would his standing before God be? Well, sometime later, someone on the street gave him a tract regarding alcohol. He read the tract and put it in his bag. At lunchtime, as his custom is, he went with his colleagues to the pub. When the drinks was passed around, he remembered what the tract had said and felt very uncomfortable. When he got home, he studied the tract. More light was given him from the Lord. He now had a decision to make: walk in the light or walk away from it. He decided to walk in the light. Now, a year later, a young lady invited him to church at, let's say, Stoke Newington. The strange thing is, service is on Saturday. Whoever heard of going to church on a Saturday? Anyway, the girl was nice, so we attended. He's now full of questions. What a nice set of people. The people are so helpful. Oh, what a nice sermon by Pastor Vince. It's my sermon, so I can call my name. Oh, what a nice sermon by Pastor Vincent. The message was about the Sabbath. About the Sabbath. It's no coincidence. That's the way God plans things. Light, more light, has now been given to the young man. He now has a decision to make. Should he walk in the light or should he walk away from it? Mm-hmm. For if you walk away from the light, you are walking into darkness. You know, John 8:12 says to us, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. If you're walking in the light, you will not walk in darkness. This is what is meant by be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, this is what I want you to understand today. If you continue to walk in the light, at each step you take, you are perfect in the sight of God. You hear what I said? You are perfect in the sight of God. You cannot be better than what you know. You cannot do more than what you know. You can only grow as much as you know, as much as the knowledge that God has given you. The spirit of prophecy or inspiration tells us we are to hold fast and live up to all the light we receive from heaven. You see, when the Lord gives you spiritual food and you do not eat it, it is the same if you do not eat physical food. If you do not eat it, you will become malnourished. You will not grow. In fact, instead of increasing or growing, you will be decreasing. This is why the word of God says to us, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of his word, that ye may grow thereby. When you eat God's word, you grow. When you walk in the light, you grow. So you receive the light, you walk in it, you grow. You receive the light, you walk in it, you grow. Live up to the light thou hast, and more food, more light will be given you. And that is how, and when you walk in it, you grow. You know, the Bible states that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, in the times of Jesus, there was no street lights. They used lamps. If you are walking with a lamp, you can only see just in front of you. If you look back, there is darkness. If you look to your left, there is darkness. If you look to your right, there is darkness. If you look back, there is complete darkness. As you walk forward with your lamp, the path ahead grows brighter, but the path behind you grows darker. This is because you are walking in the light. Proverbs 4, 25 to 27 says this: let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn, it says, turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. Just walk in the light. Now understand this. The lamp does not light up the whole path or the whole journey. Just a little at a time is given the saints of God. Now this is the Christian journey. God gives us a little light at a time. As we walk in it, he gives us more until the journey ends. Now, this is simple to understand. Proverbs 4:18 says to us, but the path of the just is as the what? As the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Now, you know that God is light, and God gives us light, which is a synonym for his word. However, it is also synonymous for food. Thy word was found, and I did eat, Jeremiah said, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name. So, if we live up to all the light we have received from God, maybe you have just received the light regarding the Sabbath, although you are not baptized as yet. However, you are here right now fellowshipping with the saints. Maybe you are still drinking alcohol, do not know about tithing, already brought your ham for Christmas, going to party tonight. You can still be perfect in God's sight because you are living up, listen to me now, you are living up to the light that God has given you. You cannot live more than what the light that you have. You see, brothers and sisters, because we are living in a time of such uncertainty, the Lord is saying to those who are sick, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. He's saying to the bereaved, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. He's saying to all those on the front line, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. He's saying to those who are going through marital problems, those who are struggling with their children, those who are at war with their siblings, those who are being persecuted at their workplace, those who are struggling with their finances, and whatever you are going through, the word of God is saying to you, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? He shall, not probably, not me. He shall direct thy paths. Continue to walk in the light as he is in the light. You see, God is the one who is directing our paths. That path which shineth more and more unto the perfect day, as long as we continue to walk in that path. My time is short. You know, people meet God in the strangest of places. You know, she was on death row for the murder of her husband and two children. The judge labeled her a very evil or most evil person he has ever met. Now, in her second year on death row, someone gave her the book, The Desire of Ages. Having plenty of time on her hands while awaiting penalty, she decided to read it, keep her mind occupied. Now, slowly but surely, she began to regret what she had done. She became guilt-ridden with remorse. If only she had known this before. So she did something that most Christians find very difficult to do. She got down on her knees and did something resembling a prayer. At that point, she became a changed woman. Do you hear what I said? She became a changed woman. She began to walk in the light. A few months later, she was taken to the death chamber and she gave up the ghost. She was buried in a cheap box in the prison cemetery. Only the prison guards were at her funeral. Can you imagine? This woman who had killed her husband and her two children, because she was walking, began to walk in the light that God has revealed to her. She was perfect in the sight of God. Can you believe that? This is wonderful news, good news. However, let me give you some bad news. And I want you to reflect upon this. He was born and bred in the Seventh Adventist Church. In fact, he had been a member of good and regular standing for over 60 years. When he died, he had the most lavish and wonderful funeral. The church was too small to hold everyone who attended. One of God's saints had given up the ghost. He's going home to Papa now. Wouldn't it be sad if on resurrection morning he was not there? He didn't make it. Simply because he was not walking in all the light that God had given him. You know, Matthew 7, 22 to 24 does tell us that this can happen. And as I guess it will happen to some, not to us, hopefully, that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, and is always a therefore, Therefore, whosoever heareth these words of mine, whosoever receiveth light from me, listen to me now, whosoever receiveth light from me and does it not, and does not walk in that light, you know the answer to that, don't you? But the text says, and do with them, I will like him unto a wise man, which built his house upon the sand. Whosoever heareth my word, whoever so receiveth light, and walk in the light, I will liken him unto a what? A wise man, which built his house upon a rock. You see, my brothers and sisters, we do not know because we cannot read people's minds. We do not know what is happening in people's lives, who is walking in the light and who is not walking in the light. So we know there are going to be many surprises in heaven. To do with walking in the light and not walking in the light. Only God knows. So God is saying to us today, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Let us hearken to the words of the Bible today, where God says to us, in the book of Isaiah 42:16, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light, the light again before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsaken them. For God is willing to do all this and more if we would just trust him, especially at this present time. So brothers and sisters, if we continue to walk in the light as God continues to bring light to us, to give us light, when God looks down upon us, he doesn't see faulty, your faults. He sees a person who is endeavoring, who is walking in the light, and God sees Christ becomes our righteousness. And at that point, as we walk in all the light that we have, we are being, therefore, perfect. Perfect at that point. We cannot be better at that point than we are until you light comes. If we reject it, that perfection is lost. So brothers and sisters, let us pray. Let us pray for that perfect that Lord wants us to be. Eyes are closed, heads are bowed. Heavenly Father, we do not always want to be getting ready when there is no need for it, O Lord. If we only walk in the light as you have given us, we can be prepared, we can be perfect, and we can be ready at any time to meet our Maker. Help us to understand, Lord, that we do not have to know everything. Sanctification is a work of a lifetime, and each step of the way as we walk in that light. Because we cannot see the journey's end. We can only see what is before us. So in a time of pandemic, oh Lord, when there is so much going on around us, when our members are in the front line, when people are dying, Lord, we thank you for the hope that you have given us. That if we walk in the light, as you are in the light, we will not be overcome with the darkness of doubt. The darkness of suffering. The darkness of, Lord, of wondering what is to happen. For every step of the way, Lord, we ask that you would walk with us. Give us the light. That even in our workplaces, even in the hospital, our bed of affliction, where in our schools, wherever we may be, Lord, that your light will go before us. And when we have to make decisions, your light will guide us to make the right decision. Ever there is in our lives, O Lord, that is unlike thee, give us the light that we may overcome. I want to thank you so much for the testimonies that we have had today. Thank you so much for giving them the opportunity, Lord, to share and let us know what the saints are going through, that our prayer can be lifted up to them. Once again, be with Carice in hospital. Help her not to be frightened and afraid. Give her the peace that passeth all understanding, that she may not worry or fret, but trust in the Lord. For in his name we pray. Amen.